It ain't talking about the male man or the female man. I'm talking about both male and female sons. Same way with the word man. Male and female man. What's man? Spirit beings. What's son? Spirit beings that offspring from God. His children. What he did? He spoke what he wanted. What he wanted? Some sons, a family of sons, just like him. So what he did? He spoke what he wanted. Isn't that this? He spoke what he wanted to what he wanted it made from. So when he came down to you and I, he spoke to himself. He said, let us. he said, let us create man in our image and our likeness. And let them, who, mankind that come from him, who he spoke to himself. So from him came you. From him came me. From him came us. Just like him. Just, oh Lord, just like him. And boy, God gave him a man a mandate. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And when it's all said and done, when you get through, it's going to be on earth, your territory, just like it is in my territory, said the Father. And earth's going to be a colony of heaven. You hear me? That's his original intent. That's his original desire. That's what he read. And he spoke it. Let me tell you something, boy. When he spoke that, I don't, Lord, how much I'm going to say something. Hey, listen. When he spoke that, it don't matter what come out of that, man. You can't alter that word. You can't alter that word, man, that gone forth out of his life. That's the first word that he spoke concerning you. I'm going to fast forward and I'm going to throw this seed out there because that's what we're going to be talking about, boy, in this year. Growing up in the kingdom. Listen, when he spoke that, man, that's a done deal. And he going to watch over his word to perform. If it take him a trillion years, he don't live in time. So a trillion years is just like poof, to him. A trillion light years is just like poof, to him. He don't live in time. And when he spoke that, baby, that's it. It's a law. It's the original law. And anything that transgresses that, anything that rebels against that, anything that's not in right alignment with that, the Bible calls it rebellion. Sin. S-I-N. Capital S-I-N. When they're not in alignment with what he said, that's transgression of the law. I'm talking about Moses' law. Moses' law is a result of us transgressing, man, the law. You can't fix it, man, by man trying to fix, man, the law of Moses. You got to fix, man, and get back, man, to that original law, man, and get that taken care of. Before you can even think about trying to live, man, according to the laws of Moses. Otherwise, you're going to be huffing and puffing. You're going to be like God told Adam, man, in the garden, man. You're going to have to work from the sweat of your brow just to make anything. That's what the church been doing. Some of us, man, because we got a little money and everything else going on, man, and our church is doing all right, man, and, you know, and even in our mega churches and, you know, seeing like people being affected by ministry and all those are good things. But man, the world going to hell in a handbasket. Just a small percentage of it. We talking about, man, you know, big churches, man, got 25,000 members in it, man. You know. Man, what is that compared to football stadiums, man, have 50, 60, 70,000 people in there every Saturday, every Sunday. You can go to the concert, man, and get 25, 30,000 people in there to feel big enough. What if the whole city's worn in a day? While you're saying that, Arthur, I'm going to back up a little bit, you know. The reason why I like that, because maybe that's a serious indictment against us, the church. Starting from the pulpit all the way back to the, all the way around. From the back door to the front door, all the way around, back out again. They're covering everybody. God speaking to his church, that's inclusive, that's all of us. So you've been preoccupied with the means, said the Lord, at the expense of forfeiting the end. You're trying to accomplish all your problems and get to your destination from a land and a place that you're not designed and equipped to do it from. I placed you in a specific place, said the Lord. It is in that place that your purpose and your destiny can be fulfilled. And everything that I've been doing in the history of mankind is to get you back into that place, says the Lord, so that you can be who you really are, sons of the Most High God, so that you can have what you're supposed to have. What's that? All things that pertains to life and godliness. All of the kingdom of heaven. Not some of it. All of it. So that you may do what you were created to do. Well, that I can do all things through Christ. I can win my community. I can win my family. I can walk in righteousness. I can obey God. I can start charting my course toward, man, my destination, man, myself. I already know where I'm headed. So therefore, I can chart my course toward that destination myself. Under his direction. So that you can know how you're really supposed to live. Let me tell you something. For the grace of God, people been that message has been so misunderstood. Let me tell you something about the grace of God. Contrary to all the different opinion and people think that, man, you know, the people use God's grace to sin. And let me tell you something, boy, when you understand the grace of God, you won't want to sin. When you receive the grace of God, man, it ain't your desire to sin. Hey, listen, when them people got into the Ark of that Covenant, man, you know, in that Ark that Noah was building, man, it wasn't their desire, man, to sin. Their desire was to try to please God, man. It's raining all over the place, man. Everybody else drowning and dead and everything else. You think they're trying to sin? They're trying to come out of there because they know they sin. When you come into the kingdom of God, you think you trying to use that to cover up sin, man? You're trying to come out of sin when you come in the kingdom. You want to love God, man. When you see all that, man, yours and everything else, and you see how, man, your weakness and your inabilities, man, sometimes short circuits, man, the anointing and the power that's upon your life, you don't want to sin. Oh, you going to sin because you're becoming. But that ain't your desire. You walking after the Spirit, baby. Even in this earthen vessel that you live in. I tell you, you ain't trying to sin. You're trying to come out of sin. You're trying to awake to righteousness. When you see all that you have and all the blessings that belong to you. And I ain't talking about having no church. I'm talking about when you really see and receive all that God has for you, man. And when and that's yours. All of the kingdom of heaven. And that's yours. Man, you ain't trying to sin. You're trying to get your stuff. You know that stuff, man, ain't for anybody. That's for the righteous. You start going after your righteousness and your righteousness and your rights and your privileges and your peace. You know why it ain't no peace in the world? Know why people don't have peace in their home and everything else? Because they don't know, man, about the righteousness of God. They don't know what it really is. Paul wrote to the church and said, let me tell you something. I'm talking about a peace that the world can't give and the world can't take away. What peace you talking about, Arthur? When you know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When you know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Man, that's a peace, man. Glory to God. You got to know that, though. You got to. The only way you can know that is you got to hear it, and then you got to believe it. But then after you believe it, listen, you got to grab a hold to that. You got to seize that. You got to take that and place it in your possession. And you got to take it like a seed and plant it into your life and plant it into your heart. If that's the harvest that you want. Now, if you don't want that, man, then you can walk around with a whole bag of seed like we've been doing, man, for years and years and years and wander around and die in the wilderness. I don't know about you, man, but we've been wandering in the wilderness long enough. And boy, God is raising us from Joshua's and Caleb's. Thank God for them other 12, them other 10, man, that come back. Yes, it got some good. Yes, the land is flowing in money. Yes, man, God is a good God. Yes, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sin. Yes, this and yes, that. But then they start talking about the problem. Yes, I know God is a saving God, but man, you know, my high blood pressure and my sugar diabetes. Yes, I know. God, man, want to save our community. Yeah, but man, these children, they're getting worse and worse. And worse. Yeah, but they sent 12 spies out. 10 of them come back, man, saying, hey, listen, y'all. Yes, yes, yes to all that God said, but they didn't receive it. They say, but they got giants in the land. So they thought about it, and all they saw was all the problems and the obstacles, man. Listen, you ain't gonna just get, the devil ain't gonna just let you have all your stuff, man. He comes and steal, kill, and destroy. You gotta take that back. You gotta learn how to walk in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. There ain't enough for you to go to church on Sundays and have a good time and everything else. Listen, it's time for us to grow up and become sons of God. And the son of God, another place to illustrate, man, that those who have grown up to maturity. So you got the little bitty babies, then you got the children, then you got the sons of God. That's the ones who are mature in God, who grown up, who know, man, how to go into the devil camp, man, and bind him up, knowing that you can't enter the strong man good and spoil his goods until you first bind up the strong man. I don't know who I'm talking to on this radio broadcast. Like I say, I'm just a messenger. But God's saying to us, man, enough is enough. I got a secret place prepared for you. I got a ship, an ark that I got built for you. I got a promised land for you. I got all that Adam had in the Garden of Eden for you. I got all of the kingdom of heaven for you. Where is it, Arthur? It's in that ark. It's in the Garden of Eden. It's in that secret place of the Most High God. It's in the promised land. It's in the kingdom of heaven. It's in the presence of the Lord. Because all of those things, the Garden of Eden, the ark that Noah built and protected, the promised land, man, to Abraham, the secret place of the Most High God to David, the presence of the Lord to the children of Israel in the wilderness. Jesus said, all of the kingdom of heaven, all of those was means to one end. Get you and I back into the presence of the Lord. Where he can walk and talk with us in the cool of the day. Where he can have unbroken fellowship with us. So he can get back on course towards his original plan and purpose and destiny for your life. What's his original plan and purpose and destiny for your life? That you be just like him. When he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, he spoke to himself. Image means character and nature. That means our character and nature reflect man, him. And we know that ain't what it is. But that's how God created it to be. And then he say, and in his likeness, that means function like him. The way he functions. the way he lived, the way he acted, the way he talked, the way he walked, the way he is, like him. His character, his nature, being just like him. With not only man priesthood, not only having church, but a crown on your head. What crown, man, it didn't mean? Dominion. When Adam and them fell, man, out of that place, you know what happened, man. He didn't lose his priesthood. God ain't gonna never leave him. God ain't gonna never forsake him. He lost his crown. So like I started out saying, all he could be was a kingdom of priests. So therefore, they couldn't fulfill their purpose. Or they could represent God and everything else until the fullness of time. That's another story. Boy, God came down in himself, man, and fulfilled a promise more that he made to that devil. He already fulfilled his promise that he made to Adam and Eve. I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. There are built-in consequences to your disobedience and everything else. All that's fine and dandy. But even in all of that, I ain't going to leave you. You make your bed in hell. I'm there. In other words, you're saying, boy, even when you die, I'm there with you there too. I ain't never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. What happened, man? They is out there in the wilderness, man, out in the world, man, living like priests, spiritual representative, but no crown. Lost their dominion. And the devil put our crown on his head. Boy, that made me mad right there. And when I found that out, man, I snatched my crown off his head. You lying, one nation. Give me mercy. And boy, I put my crown back on, so I'm going to say it again, boy. Because of what Jesus Christ, because of what Adam did, I lost my crown. I still have my priesthood. I still have, man, a relationship with God, but it's more or less like a religious relationship. But boy, when Jesus Christ came back, man, he fixed up everything, cleaned up everything, man. We become the righteousness of God, man. And, man, he put back on my head what I lost was my crown. Now, boy, in our day and time, man, we're not just a kingdom of priests or a group of church members or Christians or Baptists or Methodists or Church of God of Christ or whatever, Muslims or Buddhists or whatever, man. Not just that, but kings and spiritual representatives. Ruling and reigning on earth. How, Arthur? By applying, man, spiritual principles. By applying our priesthood. That's the good news. I am a king. I don't need your opinion about it, man. And I don't try to rule over your life. That's you. But in over every circumstance, every situation and symptom that, man, confronts my life, man, I'm practicing, man, my authority, my power, and my dominion, and my authority not only as a believer, but as a believing king. And I'm just becoming what, boy? Greater and greater and greater at ruling and reigning in life forever and ever and ever and ever. That's the good news there. You know what the great news is? You are too. That's what I come on this radio to let you know. You a king too. You a ruler too. If you're in a female body, you a queen too. You a ruler too. You over what, man? Over people? No, every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life. That's what you reign over. And you take that authority and dominion that you have, your kingship, and when it say reign in life, it don't mean just stopping, man, the enemy, but, man, us reigning in life. In other words, not only us not letting the circumstance and situation dictate to us, but us dictating to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Listen, we got this backwards, man. We're still on the defense. We're trying to stop the devil, man, from stealing our health and stealing our joy and stealing our peace and stealing our families and stealing our homes and stealing our community and stealing our youth. We on the defense trying to stop him from moving forward. Man, listen, Adam fumbled the ball. Man, Jesus Christ recovered it, man. When Adam fumbled the ball, we got on defense then trying to stop the devil, man, from ruling and reigning over our life. But the boy, let me come to tell you, boy, that Jesus Christ come, man, and recovered the fumble and took the ball back and put us back on the offense. We building bunkers and everything else to protect ourselves, man, from the devil. When the devil supposed to be the one building shelters and bunkers, man, to protect himself from us. We running from the devil. You don't want to have no encounter with the devil. I don't play with you. Oh, no, Lord, I don't know. Ghosts and everything is terrified of. Because you don't know about your kingship. That's why I come on here and tell you, boy, let me tell you something. Ain't no weapon formed against you. They can't prosper. Why, you're a king. That's the great news. I say, this, I'm a king. That's a means. To what end? To come on this broadcast and let you know that you got the authority and the power and the ability to rule and reign over every circumstance and situation and symptom in your life. That kingship that you lost in Adam has been restored back to you. For what purpose, Arthur? So that you could come back into the presence of the Lord. Your sin separated you from him. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ cleansed you up from all your sins. For what purpose, man? So that you can continue in sin and so that your sin can be covered up by his grace? No, so that you can come on back into the presence of the Most High God without any sense of guilt and condemnation, man. Having, man, your conscience sprinkled from a sin consciousness unto a righteous consciousness. Glory to God. Awakening to righteousness. What you mean, Arthur? Well, coming to the knowledge of how righteous that you already are. You've been made. Just like you've been made to be a king and a priest. The Bible also say he who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, God made him to be sin. He took our sin and put it on Jesus and took all Jesus' righteousness and put it on us. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. How righteous is Jesus? How righteous is God? Well, that same righteousness that they are, God took and put it on you. That same sin and shortcoming and weakness and inability in our lives, man, God took it and nailed it to the cross on Jesus, man. Therefore, the righteous demands of a just God is met. The penalty for sin is paid in full. Now, man, mankind, man, can be cleansed of all his guilt, man, and everything else. And come on, boy, back into the Garden of Eden. Come on into the ark of the covenant. Come on into that secret place of the Most High God. Come on into the promised land. Come on into the kingdom of heaven. There are no more angels there with flaming swords to keep you out. Like I told you, boy, there's a door there now. And when you hear a message like this here, and you see, one thing like I say to hear it, but boy, if you can receive it, what? That God is telling every last one of you under the sound of my voice, man, come on into the kingdom. Because it's only from that place can you fulfill your purpose and your destiny and be all that I created you to be. You can't be that in the wilderness. You can't be that man just having church service. You bring all that, your church service, but bring all that into the kingdom. And let everything that your church and everything else that you're doing, man, is for the establishment and the advancement of my kingdom on the earth in the lives of mankind. Let me say it in plain way. The door for you to come back into my presence where we can walk and talk in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship, just like it was with Adam and Eve before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, man. That place that they was in right there, see, your eyes ain't seen and your ears ain't heard. It ain't even entered into our hearts. He's saying to us, man, come on back to that place. That door to that place, that's the place I'm talking about. The door to that place is open. Ain't no lock on that door. How you get in? Arthur? I get all my stuff, Arthur. All you got to do is, man, you start. This is where I start at. You believe. Can you believe what I'm telling you, that you're a king too? Can you believe that all of the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance, that it belongs to you? Can you believe that it's by grace that you are saved already? And not of yourself, it's a gift from God? Can you believe that you are a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God? Can you believe that any devil, man, that come in to bind you up, a broken heart and everything else, that all that's been broken? Can you believe, man, that sin power, man, the authority that sin, S-I-N, what's sin? Rebel against the known will of God. What's the will of God? That we be in his image and his likeness and be just like him. If you can believe that, man, that law, man, when we transgressed it, man, about sins, S-I-N-S, small s, that's sins. See, let me tell you something. Adultery, murder, stealing, killing, robbing, all these things that we call sin, drinking, and that's a result of capital S, the big sin. Those are the results of sin. That's what sin produces. Adultery, stealing, murdering, racism, and all that. That's what sin produces. What's sin, man? Anything that's not just like God, man. Anything that's not what he said. What he said, let's make man in our image and our likeness. And let them have dominion over the earth. Anything that's not dead, when Adam rebelled against dead, that's the sin, S-I-N. And the penalty for dead is death. Here's my point as we get ready to go into our teaching starting this year, you know. Here's the point. When Adam, man, disobeyed God and willfully went against the known will of God, and capital S-I-N came into the human race, man, then, man, Adam got put out of the presence of God, got put out of that place. Got put out the ark, got put out of Eden, got put out of the presence of the Lord, got put out of the secret place of the Most High God, got put out of the kingdom of heaven. Why? Not because God was mad with him or nothing like that, disappointed in him, because in the tree that in there, man, was the tree of life. God said, I can't let you eat out that tree of life. He put him out to protect the way to the tree of life. What's the tree of life, man? Let me tell you something, man. When they ate out that tree, then another law came into effect. What? The law of sin and death. That we know and talk about and preach about in Christianity. Let me tell you something. That law came after. What do you say, man? Can the law that, the promise that God made, man, can a law that come 430 years later make the promise of God of none effect? Let me tell you something. God already said, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion and place them in that place. Can man, what man, the devil come indeed? I don't know how long after, man. Make a none effect, man, what God has already said. Let me tell you something. That's called a law of life. Where the life at is in the word of God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. And in him was life. In who? The word. Was what? Life. What kind of life? Zoe life. God kind of life. Life the way God lives and life the way God intended for you and I to live. That's the law of life that's in the word of God. That's the primary law. That's the first law, the law of life. Then after that law was established, God's word, God's original word, then came another law. What? The law of sin and death. Hey, listen. It separated you, man, from your source and from your sustainer. And you died spiritually. In other words, you got off course for God's plan and God's purpose and God's destiny for your life. And then you start trying to chart your own course and your own plan and your own destiny to your life. Meaning well, trying to do good the best we can. The Bible says in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, that promise that he made to that devil in Genesis chapter 3, that the seed of the woman gonna bruise your head. See that crown that you stole from mankind? See that dominion and authority, that kingship that you stole from them, the ability to reign in life and rule in life that you stole from them, he come and take that back. Listen, he took that back 2,000 years ago, bruised his head, took the crown off his head and gave it back to you and I and made you a king too. But the only way you can rule in life, you got to come on back into the kingdom. So again, I say unto you, boy, not the doors to the church, the doors to the kingdom is open. Always open, 24/7. And you can come in anytime. All you got to do is just believe. And after you believe, here's the most important part. Then, man, receive it. See, it's not enough for you to say, hey, like, listen, I heard you. That was a good message and everything else. That ain't the issue. That's the first thing. I got to go, y'all. Did you believe? Father, I pray, Lord, that they not only believe, man, but they receive your word, my Father God. And that it might produce in their lives 100-fold. Listen, I got to wind it up. But I promise you, stay tuned. Next week, we're going to be talking about the laws that governs the kingdom. The law of life, and I'm closing. The law of faith, the law of love, the law of sowing and reaping, and the perfect law of liberty. Those are the laws that govern the kingdom. And if you're going to function in it, you got to learn those laws. Listen, I love you. My wife and I, Gail, hey, believe God best for your life. If you ever want to contact us, our phone number is 713-870-3776. Once again, 713-870-3776. We'd love to hear from you, even if it's just a thumbs up, man. We would love to hear from you out there. Hey, listen. the doors to the kingdom is always open. You come on in and get into it, and I promise you, boy, we Jesus got some keys for us. And together we're going to learn.